What else was seen in terms of the side effects for 68 months?
Well, just to finish off the gynecology, we have a gynecological sub-protocol, and we looked at endometrial thickness over 2 years. And as you would expect, but it's nice to show it, there was no increase in endometrial thickness on anastrozole, whereas on tamoxifen, the thickness increased on average from about 2.5 millimeters up to about 8 millimeters. And so there was another difference there, and there was an increase in polyps and so on. So there's a big difference in the gynecological story. The other story is, of course, joint symptoms. This aching, this morning stiffness, I mean, it's a sad side effect, I think, of the AIs. It's not only anastrozole. You see it with letrozole, and you see it with exemestane. But in the data we reported, there was about a 29% joint symptom rate with tamoxifen, and it went up to about 36% with anastrozole. So it's clearly a problem, and treat it with analgesia. There was one interesting abstract at San Antonio from Matt Ellis's group indicating that they may be low in vitamin D, the women who have this symptom. So they're doing some more studies to see whether this is the case.
Vitamin D, how does that affect the joints?
Well, it can affect bones, of course, with osteomalacia. And so they found in some women low vitamin D, and they gave vitamin D, and some of the joint symptoms improved. Albeit this is a very early result, and they're very cautious about that result, but if that is the case, that would be extraordinary, because you may be able to get around the joint symptoms. I've just been to Australia, where there's a lot of sunlight and a lot of vitamin D, and they still see the joint symptoms, so I'm not sure how much that will explain.
Well, at least it's, you know, a pathophysiologic mechanism. I haven't heard anything that sort of explains why this might happen.
Absolutely right, except for, you know, the reduction in estrogen. That's the sort of thing that you would see occurring immediately after the menopause or an oophorectomy-induced menopause. So you've got an explanation from that point of view, the lowering of estrogen, and of course there are estrogen receptors in joints.
But I mean, other than that, why would lowering estrogens cause joint pain specifically?
Yeah, exactly. No idea. So it's a problem with AIs, and we do need to sort it out, and there may be a little glimmer of hope in the vitamin D story.
In your own experience, have you seen tachyphylaxis with these joint problems, or do they tend to stay the same?
There is tachyphylaxis in some women and not others. It's very variable. And of course, there's some women who have to come off treatment because of this. Really, really very severe. But those, thankfully, in the minority. We do know that there was a difference in serious adverse events, more on tamoxifen than on anastrozole. So they came off the respective treatments. So it's another important issue, despite these joint symptoms that we're talking about, that patients tend to stay on the drug much more than they stay on tamoxifen, and I think that's clearly very important from an efficacy point of view. But the other issue that is very important to discuss is fractures, of course. And there were 7.7% fractures in the tamoxifen arm at 68 months, and 11% on anastrozole, and that's clearly a great concern. There were no increase in hip fractures, which is obviously very important.